On today's episode of Locked On 76ers, the new coach is in town. That is Nick Nurse, hired to be the next Philadelphia 76ers head coach. Is it the right move or the wrong move? Keith and I will give our thoughts next right here, Locked On 76ers.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. First-time users can receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code LOCKEDON. That's prizepicks.com, promo code LOCKEDON. What's poppin', D?
What's happening, man? Good weekend?
Yeah, it was good. It was cool.
Get the extended weekend, a little peaceful weekend, relaxation. We hope everybody enjoyed their Memorial Day weekend and get set to get right back at it for work. We got to thank you, of course, for joining us. We welcome you to Locked On 76ers. I'm Devon Givens from 97.5 The Fanatic Radio in Philadelphia, alongside my co-host and partner, as always, from The Enquirer and TheEnquirer.com, Sixers beat writer Keith Pompey. And we thank you again for making Locked On 76ers your first listen every day. And remember, Locked On 76ers is free and available on all platforms, including right here on YouTube at Locked On 76 as well. Keith, we have a lot to get into. We've been waiting for it. They said that they were going to take their time. Daryl Morey said, as far as hiring a head coach, well, didn't take all that much that long because they finally have their guy. Nick Nurse is the man, the new guy to come into town and lead the 76ers and maybe get them to that final destination, which is that NBA Finals appearance. He has done so already with the Toronto Raptors. We'll get into that, see if he is the man to get them over the hump. Also, a big part of it, no matter what you feel about the coach, it was always also going to be about Joel Embiid, the superstar, the MVP, how he felt about the new candidate coming in. And, well, Keith has a little bit of information on that. We'll get into that in the next segment. But first, let's start things off, Keith. The Philadelphia 76ers hiring former Toronto Raptors head coach Nick Nurse, according to ESPN, and then you were able to, of course, get some information on that. You were able to confirm that. Nick Nurse was my choice, Keith, as we talked about it often, as Doc Rivers was eventually removed from his position. We talked about it a bunch, and as we got into it all, I made it very clear that while I do not have a vote in this, just doing what we do and predictions and all, I thought that Nick Nurse was the best one out there for the job for the 76ers. He finished his career with the Toronto Raptors, amassing, Keith, a record of over the course of, what was it, six seasons with the Toronto Raptors?
No, five seasons.
Five seasons with the Toronto Raptors. Nick Nurse picked up a lot of wins, a championship, coached a lot of different teams, man. And again, I just like the idea of him coming in, leading this franchise and potentially getting them over the hump and seeing if he can get through to them as the new leader of this team. Now, there's going to be a lot that is discussed with this. Was this the right move in the first place? Should they have gone in a different direction? All things there that, of course, you can get into. But for me, a good choice overall. And once again, a record of 227-163 with the Raptors winning the championship with the Toronto Raptors, going through Philadelphia in that season, the 2018-2019 campaign. And I look at this one, and Keith, I like the idea of Nick Nurse on its face of the new guy in charge.
Yeah, there's always optimism when a guy comes in, you know what I mean? But there's also some people saying, you know, hey, you know, they hired this guy. He's a retread, so to speak. But me personally, you know, I kind of like the hire. I mean, I like it because I'm looking at these other candidates and, you know, the whole Monty Williams thing, it was one of those things where, you know, is he going to take a year off? Is he not going to take a year off? You know, I felt like he would have been a good candidate. But outside of that, I looked at other guys and I just felt like they weren't the right guys for the job right now. Like Budenholzer, you know, he's a guy who won championships, but he doesn't really get the credit. You know, Frank Vogel, he's a quality guy, quality coach. But I don't know if he was on that same level as Nick Nurse, right? And when you look at the problems that the 76ers have right about now in regards to no one expects James to come back, right? So they're going to have to be a little creative on how they get Maxie the ball, how they get Joel the ball, how they get, you know, do things. And you felt like Nick Nurse is the right guy for it. The one thing is there are some people who are saying that, yeah, but look at it, Keith. They only went 41-41. But you got to remind people, they won 18 of their last 29 games of the season. In addition to that, it was like they had a lot of injuries. The morale was down for most of the season because just about everyone on the roster felt like they were going to be traded. And after the trade, you know, trade deadline, they basically went on to another level. You know, not only that, it's one of those things defensively, they were a top five defensive team too. So there's a lot of things that happened with this team this year, talking about Toronto, that was a little positive, even though the team was 41-41. And I felt like the uncertainty of his job and everything like that kind of led to him losing his job. Basically, he didn't really want to be there anymore, and they had to let him go. So, you know, I'm with you, man. I feel like this is a good job, a good hire, rather. You know, the team still needs some work to do. But at the same time, when you look at the other candidates, to me, he was the best guy for the job.
Yeah, he was certainly the one for me also. Just looking at how he had to go from different types of teams with the rookie season that he had with Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry really leading that charge, that trade that Masai Ujiri made at the trade deadline to bring in Marcus Gasol, having Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet as part of that starting five also, and winning in that way where you had a superstar player in Kawhi Leonard and adjusting with a lot of other pieces that they had. Then you go to the next year when Kawhi Leonard leaves, and they still win 50 games, Keith. Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam again stepping up in a big way. Fred VanVleet really establishing himself also coming off of the championship. And they won 50-plus games, and that was the season, of course, that we all know about going into the bubble and everything that happened there. Then the year after that, Keith, when their record was a little poor, it was poor, actually. That's how they were able to get Scottie Barnes. Keith, remember, they lived basically on the road in, Tampa? Because of the COVID restrictions, you still couldn't go into Canada. And they did that. He comes back the next year again. With Scottie Barnes in the mix, they make a nice run. They get into the playoffs. They play the Sixers. They push the Sixers to six after being down 3-0 in the series. And this year, you're right, it just went in a different direction. But I say all that to say that there was a lot that was dealt with. He also found ways to win with different lineups and adjust to what he was able to have because of what his general manager put together as far as personnel on the floor. And he can, as you mentioned, there's some things out there about him being a somebody who's very hard on his players, very tough, and that can wear on you a bit. So with that, that is a piece that, of course, is going to be very interesting to see with the group of players that are here in Philadelphia. Changes or not, the core people, at least from Maxie and Embiid, we know will be here, or we think will be here. So that's going to be a challenging part for him and for them, to see how they absolutely fit in. But all in all, I thought this was the right choice. With all the names that were out there, he was the one that was at the top of my list. Frank Vogel was second because of the different style, the homegrown guy that he is, coaching stars in the past. He was my second choice. So of all the names that were out there, Nick Nurse, I feel like, was the right guy.
Yeah, you higher on Frank than I am, but it's all good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, those names are going to fluctuate anyway, whether it was Monty Williams second, Sam Cassell second, Mike Budenholzer, whatever. I was intrigued by the Frank Vogel possibility in the event that it did go in that direction. But we don't have to worry about it because Nick Nurse is here. Frank Vogel is still out there. maybe being hired by one of these other teams. The most important piece of it all, once finding that head coach, outside of the James Harden piece, Keith, is the franchise player and the MVP of last year. That is Joel Embiid. They've had their battles as two opponents going at it, player and coach, over the course of these years. And they've said some things publicly in the, through the media about both of their jobs, the player talking about the coaching job the other way and the coach talking about defending the player. Well, now they have to join forces, Keith, and get this thing righted so they can get to the NBA Finals potentially. We'll talk about what you were able to find out about a conversation that Embiid and Nurse had to make this hiring actually go through. We'll get into that next in our next segment right here, Locked On 76ers.
Yeah, let's talk about Prize Pick, right? So here's the thing. You got Prize Picks, and, you know, Prize Picks is – I just like it, to be honest with you. I mean, and the reason why I like it is because, look, man, you get the win, you get to win money. And I'm not a gambling man, but let me tell you, for people who are, hey, I'm trying to get y'all some money, right? Now, here's the thing. They got $1 million super flex promotion. Every day of the NBA playoffs finals, one Prize Pick users will win a chance to become a millionaire. One entry placed after 8 a.m. Eastern time will randomly select each day. Whoever placed that entry will be given a six-pick flex with the following payouts. Six correct picks, $1 million. Five correct picks, $80,000. Four correct picks, $16,000. Full details can be found at prizepicks.com/million. You must opt in at this link to be eligible for the $1 million entry. Once you opt in, all you have to do is play the game like normal, and you could be the lucky winner, right? So now here's tonight. Tonight, but when once the championship starts, I'm taking Nikola Jokic to score more than 26.5 points. I'm taking the Joker to have more than 7.5 rebounds. And I'm taking the Joker to have more than 9.5 assists, right? Yep, I'm sticking with him in the NBA Finals, right? What you do is you pick 2 to 6 players, and if they will go score more or less than their Prize Picks projections, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. There's no competing against other people. It's just you and the projections available. Prize Picks offers projection on any sport that you watch. That includes NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL, all the pro sports, and even college sports, right? So what you do is download the Prize Pick app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive the 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. You deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. Don't forget to enter the promo code Locked On to sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100, people.
Welcome back, Locked On 76ers. Thanks for making Locked On 76ers your first listen every day. Every day is tomorrow on the show. We'll get into a little bit more of this Nick Nurse hire, what it means for this franchise, what it means for certain players, and could it mean something for specific players that are free agents with this head coaching hire. That was announced, of course, leaked out there by Keith Pompey getting the confirmation. And one of those things, Keith, that you got with the confirmation is Joel Embiid, the franchise player, speaking with the now new head coach of the 76ers, Nick Nurse. They've had some fun battles, man. Playoff series, regular season series, Nick Nurse calling him a free agent, merchant, basically. And Joel Embiid during the playoffs telling him to stop complaining about the free throw calls that he's getting. And all that stuff, they would have some dialogue on the court that they would be going back and forth. It seemed like good nature, right? In the moment, actual competition stuff. I don't know, because Joel has said before that he felt like Nick Nurse was a great coach. And one thing that he has that Joel Embiid does not have is a championship. And the same has gone on the other side when Nick Nurse has talked about, again, Joel Embiid just being a great player and all that stuff. But for both sides, but always after giving the compliment, but the other part being a but. I don't like this about that guy. So that was going to be important, man, because there were those questions of whether these two will be able to get along and be able to coexist and work together to reach the ultimate goal. Keith, what were you able to find out about these two and their conversations? How involved was Joel Embiid in the process?
I mean, he was involved as much as you would think. Like, I put it this way. A player can basically voice his opinion, and a player can say, oh, I don't want to play with it. Like, last time, Joel didn't want to be coached by Ty Lue. So basically, Joel gave his blessings.
That was a mistake.
Mike D'Antoni. Huh? Yeah, exactly. That was a mistake. You know, so I think, like, you know, basically, you know, they sit down, they have these conversations. From what I heard, it went well. Joel kind of gave his blessings on Nick Nurse. And, you know, Nick Nurse was the guy. And the thing is, like, beforehand, a lot of people, you know, I'm not going to say they blew it out of proportion. Yeah, I'm going to say they blew it out. Because basically, there was some competitive juices going on. Whereas, let's face it, Joel Embiid got more, like, basically more foul shots than his team had. And it was crazy. And Joel was, like, running people over and, like, knocking them over, whatever. I mean, heck, he put one guy out the game when he stepped on the ball foot, right? So Scotty Barnes. So yeah. The coach is saying, like, yo, what's going on? So then Joel took exception. He said something. So then in the closing seconds of game two, they're yapping at each other in front of the Raptors bench.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, you know, Joel told him, said, stop B-I-T-C-H-ing.
Yeah.
Then the coach took the high road and was like, yo, I respect them, da, 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 this and that. So, but at the end, they seeked out each other. They embraced in the whole nine. But I just kind of like it because he didn't back down to Joel. Most people would have, but he didn't. He, like, forget you. You know what I mean? And then we're going to keep fouling you. That's what he said to him. Right? So it is what it is. You know, I mean, and let's face it, they got physical with Joel too. They got physical with him. They got physical with him, especially what was it, game four? Game three, he hit the winner. Game five is when they really got. Was it game five?
Well, game four, they won in Toronto. Game five back here in Philadelphia, they won, got a little physical. And game six, of course, was.
Game six is the one where he got whacked at.
Yeah, he got hit in the face. But let's remember, too, the torn ligaments in the thumb. That was more accidental than anything. Than what we look at with the orbital bone fracture in game six from Pascal Siakam.
When he got whacked.
That one seemed like that was more intentional. To break his face, no, but to definitely let him know that he was there, absolutely. But, you know, this is, in the end, Keith, you hope that the coach and the star player can get together. And, of course, you had your confirmation. The report that Woj had out there from ESPN was the one thing that really enticed Nurse to Philadelphia was the relationship with Daryl Morey from their time in Houston briefly, of course, as the G League coach. And then the fact that he wanted to coach Embiid. And I guess my question to you, Keith, with it is wanting to coach Embiid, you have to hope that, and we all know, look, ego-wise, they all have egos. They all think that they can fix a problem, whatever the problem is, problem player, all of that stuff. You know, problem player there. With the problem player, you're trying to figure out if he goes elsewhere, can anybody else correct this problem? So whatever it is, of course, Nurse is looking at it and saying that I can fix whatever Embiid is going to be able to do and whatever he's going to be able to do to get over the hump. You said this in your reporting a couple of days ago last week. That, you know, he wanted to coach Embiid. And so with this and seeing him now here, there must be something there where he appreciated and respected all that stuff, Keith, that we just talked about. And also just feel like he can reach him and finally get him over the hump, whatever that might be.
I don't know. I mean, yes or no. I mean, I think more of it got to do with Daryl, his relationship with Daryl. I mean, he was like, I mean, they're both like academic type dudes. You know what I mean? He coached under Daryl. He won a championship for him in the G League. That had a lot to do with it. Now, Embiid, of course. Like, my thing is, I think the Embiid thing, I'm not going to say, I mean, he said that, but I also think that's no different than you got Kevin Durant on the roster, or you got, you know what I mean, Kawhi Leonard on the roster, Jimmy Butler on the roster. Like, they all say that they want to coach these type of guys. And you look at Embiid is the biggest, baddest center in the league right now. I mean, Joker, Nikola Jokic is, you know, a phenomenal talent. But when you look at Embiid, you say to yourself, like, I want to be able to uncork this guy. How can I get him and stuff and different things? I mean, when you look at Nick Nurse, he's just an unconventional coach. Like, he was raving over how Doc had him at the nail and was just, like, putting him in situations where he'd be able to dominate. Like, these are the type of things that Nick talks about. So with that being said, yeah, it's like, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where I guess he just wants to coach him. But again, like, I'm not trying to, like, diss him or nothing like that, but they all say that. You know what I mean? They all say that. Like, oh, I want to go here and coach. Believe me, everybody wants to go to coach a team that has stars, right? Like, they really want to coach a team that has stars. You don't want to go somewhere where you ain't got a star, a type of guy. And it's like, I think I'm going to stay unemployed for a year, collect this money. So, yeah, I think the main attraction was Embiid is good, but I also think coaching under Daryl, because you had success as the G League coach for the Rio Grande Valley Vipers, that was intriguing. And the Embiid thing helped out, because let's face it, I mean, there's some other teams that got better top to bottom rosters that he could have gone to.
All right. Well, next up, how was he going to get this one over the top? And that's the other next thing that's huge and important. Of course, if this guy can get this team over the hump that both Brett Brown and Doc Rivers were unable to do, can Nick Nurse do that? Keith reported on all this stuff late last week and into the weekend, and glad that it worked out that way. Of course, Keith, you get love, of course, from all the work that you did, and this coming down on this Monday of sourcing all that stuff out. So we'll get to it on the other side of how they can get this done. Is Nick Nurse, what is he going to do any differently to get this team over the top? We'll talk about that next final segment right here, Locked On 76ers. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. Keith Pompey, I'm Devon Givens with you. Nick Nurse, the new head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. And Keith, now it's about getting to work and trying to look at this and getting the overview of how he's going to be able to get this one done. So how is he going to get it done? What is his coaching style? Why is this different? And why is this one going to be different than anything that we've seen so far with Brett Brown and Doc Rivers? They move on from Doc Rivers. They bring Nurse in. Why? Why is this guy going to get it done? And what else are they going to do to help him out to, of course, get this done?
Well, I mean, the one thing I like about Nick Nurse is two things. Actually, it's three things. The one thing is he has an unconventional style. Like, he thinks outside of the box, right? He's like the mad scientist, yeah, when it comes down to coaching, right?
Yep.
Secondly, I have to say, if there was a knock on Doc Rivers, it was his in-game adjustments. He didn't make a lot of adjustments, right? I mean, we looked at the Boston Celtics and you kind of like knew what they were going to do at certain times. And he even said that, right? Mm-hmm. But then towards the end, when they finally adjusted, the Boston Celtics, they didn't have any counter adjustments for it, right? So that was the bad part. And the thing is, with Nick Nurse is he's the master of adjustments. So he just makes a lot of adjustments. And the third thing is I think he gets the best out of players. Like you look at Pascal Siakam, became a two-time All-Star. Fred VanVleet became an All-Star. I mean, we're talking about Fred, who was an undrafted player, and he turned out to be an All-Star. I mean, you look at these teams, and you're saying to yourself, well, who are these dudes, right? Who are they? And I feel like he's done that. Like, he's gotten the most out of guys. He's elevated them. He's done a lot. You know, to these guys. And I just felt like those are three things that are going to separate him from the other two coaches that they had, Doc Rivers and Brett Brown.
Yeah, I do like the innovative way of things that he does. Defensively, of course, we know about the zone and how he was unafraid to use the zone to his advantage and working that way. I mentioned earlier how I like he just used the different lineups, going small often and having Pascal Siakam as a center, some of the other smaller guys, Precious Achiuwa as a center, but still able to be effective with the length that they had. That was provided, of course, by Masai Ujiri, but you have to make the pieces work. And he did. And he as you mentioned, helping develop players into All-Stars in those two, Siakam and Fred VanVleet. I do have to ask you this, though, because one of the knocks that seems like it was that way late was not playing the young players enough and not developing and since really Scottie Barnes from year one to year two and not being close enough to know what exactly happened there. That could be the coaching staff. He's playing. So it's not as if he wasn't playing. Could have been the player not taking things seriously enough in the summertime. Who knows? I have no idea. But that was one of the knocks from last season that things kind of went sideways because a lack of player development and the voice got old. When you look at a case like this one here, the only young players there are three young players that really matter, Maxey, Reed, and Springer. And hopefully we get to see Jaden Springer a little bit more. That's not nothing, right? That's not something that you ignore when talking about young players. The good part about Maxey is he has at least already established himself as a core piece. What that means going forward, we don't know, but he's a core piece. That said, Keith, when you see those reports and you hear about that, what do you think about the development and all as far as Nick Nurse goes when you think of those players?
I mean, the thing is, I guess that's to be determined, right? You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, they gotta take those steps their own self too. Like, I mean, we're talking about guys like Jaden Springer. Yeah, hopefully he'll get the opportunity. He's a young guy. But they got to go out there and prove that, you know, you can play beyond just late season games where you rest in the starters and you can be that contributor. So those are the things that they have to show that they can do. And the thing is, it's like, yes, he'll make you better. But these other dudes that he had, they just had that gut, that grit, and they were determined to stay in the league. So those are the things, you know what I mean? They got to show that they're going to be in the league, you know what I mean? But you know, my thing is they should get opportunities. They should. And I think Jaden will get opportunity to show what he can do, you know? But the bad part about Jaden is I felt like he would have been better suited getting the opportunity sooner. I mean, there were certain guys on his team that were veterans who got playing time, but they couldn't D the way Jaden could. Jaden Springer, we were told he can't shoot. Well, he looked like he could shoot to me in those last two games they played in, right? So it's like, now, again, he worked on his game in the G League, but, you know, I just think that when we talk about guys like them, they're pretty good. But I look at guys more so like a Shake Milton or, you know, maybe a Furkan Korkmaz who probably won't be here, you know, but guys like that who could probably show what they can do. Because let's face it, you got to work some magic. I mean, there were so many guys on that Toronto Raptors team that you never even heard of. But they got out there. They were long. They were athletic. They turned out to be pretty good defenders, 3-and-D type guys. So those are the ones that I really look at and look for. But I think Jaden is a matter of Jaden getting into the lab and showing everybody he deserves to be out here.
Jalen McDaniels is the other one that, if he does come back, that'll be important too with his development with this team, coming back on a new contract with a new coach, maybe a new opportunity for him from day one, training camp and all, and seeing what he can do under this new regime. Well, that'll do it for us. Keith Pompey, Devon Givens, we thank you all for making Locked On 76ers your first listen every day. Every day, or tomorrow on the show, we'll get into a little bit more about what we've been able to unearth and look at the new era of Sixers basketball, the Nick Nurse era, as things get underway going forward. Keith, do you mind letting good folks know where they can find us?
Yeah, you can find us on anywhere you get your podcasts at. You can get this podcast. It's free and available. You can also go to our YouTube channel on Locked On 76ers. And when you get there, click on that Liberty Bell and you become a new subscriber. And then you can listen to my man D tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. on 97.5 FM, The Devon Givens Show. And you can read my stuff at theenquirer.com. But you can also follow us on Twitter. Follow D at DevonG975 and follow me at Pompey on Sixers.
All right, man. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Welcome back from the weekend. Hope you had a good, safe one. Weather cooperated, all that good stuff. Time to get back at it. And we hope that we made things a little bit easier for you today. Talking about the Sixers, new coach Nick Nurse in the fold. Keith, thanks, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, my man. Peace.